Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right. We're going to read some text. I can't wait to get into it.
Oh, you guys, man. You guys love people bashing me. Oh, right. My gosh. Wow. All right.
My favorite part of this is people, like, you know, obviously they don't know you, Joe, personally, but they do form an opinion about you. And
right.
you see these opinions kind of coming, you know, coming to form here on the text machine, and it is glorious to see.
So right, and listen. Old and white and way right? Is that what they think?
Right. I believe that is the what they think at this point. Let me get to it. By the way, 305-567-0560 is the Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text lines at Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota. You can buy a car, sell a car, or service your car all with just one call to 305-KENDALL. Call now, 305-KENDALL. We have a lot of texts that just came in the last couple minutes about the Heat 5 and the Dolphin 5, but I do want to start
You guys, like stuff that makes you laugh. Go ahead.
Right. Yeah, who cares about the top five? Let's get to this other stuff.
I want to make sure this comes out perfect. All right, here we go. Shut the bleep up. I want to hear sports. It's funny for you to condemn people when you're one of the biggest POSs out there. Ask your first wife. And then he sent in another one, or she sent in another one. Are you kidding me, Joe? Go to Cal Berkeley with your MAGA hat on or an American flag and see what happens. You get your ass beat. So why don't you go back to Cal Berkeley and fix it?
Well, he is right about if you were to go to Cal, and if you were doing a lot of Donald Trump stuff, you'd probably get your ass kicked. I would agree.
But he wants you to put
going to be held accountable.
Right. But he wants you to put your hat on. That's it.
I hate to tell him that. I don't have one of those hats. Couldn't find
a size that would fit you?
No, I just don't have it. They must have been out. I don't have one. So
now, I cleaned that text up. You can only imagine what it really sounded like when I read it to these guys during the break. But that happens
absolutely
to be
hilarious, by the way. That
top
was one of the
three texts of all time.
I
top
really
three
enjoyed
texts
that
of all time.
I almost choked on my water when Zach read that to us.
That you guys liked it so much.
Shut the bleep up. I want to hear sports. It's funny for you to condemn people when you're one of the biggest POSs out there. Just ask your first wife. Are you kidding me, Joe? Go to Cal Berkeley with your MAGA hat on or an American flag and see what happens. You're going to get your ass beat. So why don't you go back to Cal Berkeley and fix it?
Can I just say this?
Well done, sir.
Can I just tell you guys that the whole me way right, apparently you don't know me. Sorry to break it to you. But anyway, everybody's got their
own. But who cares, man? That text was awesome.
Right. I don't even care. It doesn't matter.
You know, I mean, I heard you guys laughing. You're going, oh, man. Right, anyway, what else we got coming?
Like, he's listening to the show. He's just a furious hatred for you.
Right.
I just respect the hell out of that.
I got to ask you, do you still have your ex-wife's number? Because I want to check that number against the number that texted in.
Well, what's up with that guy? Is he a Zach fan? Is he like a fan of mine?
I don't know.
What's going on with that guy? Because he really doesn't like Joe.
He hates Joe.
I have no fans. I don't know if he's a Zach fan.
I don't know. Doubtful.
Yeah.
Wow.
What else? Right. What else you got?
305. I don't even want to read anymore. That was.
I know you two loved that. I thought you might read that like 10 times.
Can you read it one more time?
I read it during the break, and normally I don't get any kind of reaction out of Hollywood because he's back there doing something or putting something together. I read that, and I can almost hear him spit out whatever he was drinking. He laughed so hard.
It was hilarious. Well, it was really
good
text.
You gotta like it. Had some emotion in it.
It did. Just in case you didn't hear it the first time, here we go again, folks. Shut the bleep up. I want to hear sports. It's funny for you to condemn people when you're one of the biggest POSs out there. Just ask your first wife. Are you kidding me, Joe? Go to Cal Berkeley with your MAGA hat on or an American flag and see what happens. You get your ass beat. So why don't you go back to Cal Berkeley and fix it? Oh, that was just passion in that one.
Well, listen, I appreciate him bringing up everything. That was good. You have anything else?
Nope. No, we do. We have a couple. Somebody texted in their Heat 5 for you. Riley, Wade, Tim Hardaway, Alonzo Mourning, LeBron James.
No Alonzo and no Shaq?
No, he said Mourning. Riley, Wade, no Hardaway, Mourning, James, no Shaq.
All right. People a little down on Shaqmeister here. Yeah. Huh? Everybody a little down on Shaq. I get it. It didn't leave. It wasn't real pretty when it ended.
Right,
actually, when Shaq leaves places, he's got that personality to come back, but it's never real pretty when he leaves.
Right. He likes to light
remember
a fire.
Riley and the
out.
Weight thing, yeah. And it
right
was,
after Riley gave him $100 million contract, then he just, decided to get fat on
year.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's it. Here's a Dolphin one: Shula, Marino, Stevenson, Paul Warfield, JT.
All right.
It's not a bad list right there either. Don't forget to put Rich Camarillo on the list. He saved us from 0-16. Someone wants him on a Dolphins
He did.
Five. Yep.
I love Rich Camarillo.
Shit.
Are there
this?
Any more ripping, Joe?
I'm looking. If you don't think I'm looking in between reading these, you are kidding yourself.
You just read the other one again if you want.
Right. Oh, don't worry. It will be right at least one more time. What about Richmond Webb for one of the best Dolphins? Does Richmond Webb make a list?
No.
He's not making a five. Right.
We got guys in the 100 list. Like Paul Warfield's a 100 guy.
Right.
Like if you're in the top 100 players all time or 100 coaches, like don't you – that's a big list.
You should make it. Right, I agree. You should make it. Doesn't make mine, but you should make it. Here's my Heat 5. Someone texted in, and this one's going to make you laugh a little bit, but it's going to bring up some funny old names. Sherman Douglas, John Sunvold, Pat Cummings, Alan Ogg, and Baby Jordan.
Oh.
Harold Miner.
Did he win a dunk contest? Did Miner at least win the dunk contest?
I believe he won two.
He did.
I think he won two, right? Yeah.
Okay. He could jump. Right. He wasn't a great player, but he could jump.
Well, John Sunvold had a sweet stroke also from three-point land.
Yeah, that's going back to Ron Rothstein, man.
Right.
Baby Jordan's a bad nickname, though, isn't it?
You can't be named Baby Jordan.
Never good when you get that. That's just, really?
All right, here's another interesting Dolphins franchise five for you. Shula, Marino, Zonka, Webb, and Taylor. Someone did put Rich and Webb on there.
I'm guessing.
Different person than texted him before, by the way, about Rich Webb. Not the same guy.
All right, so. Yeah. I'm guessing Richmond Webb. First of all, nothing against Richmond Webb. He's really, really good. But what Dwight Stevenson did at center and what Richmond Webb did at left tackle, they have nothing in common.
Right.
Except Richmond played a long time.
Here's a
Dwight
heat one for you.
Dwight was like, centers aren't sexy, but that dude was the baddest man of all time.
DC Rob just texted, and Joe, don't listen to that texter. I'm sure your current wife feels the same way about you as your first wife.
She does right
well
now.
Well done, DC Rob. Well done.
She does
DC.
Right now.
Dolphins five for you.
I struggle
Hold on.
With women in general anyway. So
yeah, of course. Shula, Marino, Zonka, Manny Fernandez, and JT.
All right. So we're getting a little creative outside the box now. That's fine.
Shula, Marino, Zonka, Zach, and Jason.
All right.
So someone giving some love for the 90s
Listen,
teams also.
Zach's knocking on the door right now for the Hall of Fame, and Jason's in. I get it. And just, like, I can't say enough. And all we're talking about really the greatest 10 players you guys or 15 players you're bringing up in the history of the franchise. But there's a chance – that if you're going by how good you were at your position, Dwight is the greatest player of all time. I'm the Joe Rose. I'm the Dwight Stevenson PR firm.
Yep, you're right. Someone said every list.
I know, I expect you to say I'm right. I'm just saying.
No.
That guy did things that it's never been done before at the position. Run blocking, goal line, pass protection. Oh, the guard got beat. Don't worry. I got him with my right hand. Oh, I got him with my left hand. Blitz up the middle. The guy ended up almost with a broken neck. Just stuff every Monday or Tuesday for film study. You were like humanly impossible to do what Dwight Stevenson does. Mm. And by the way, an absolute sweetheart of a human being. Absolutely sweetheart of a guy. If he's here right now, I'd kiss him on the lips.
Well, Herschel from North Miami Beach texted in, I'm 54, Dolphins fan all my life. How dare anyone criticize Dwight Stevenson? When he went down, the Dolphins became mired in several offensive lines, didn't have a good offensive line, all that. And then, since I didn't read it earlier, he goes, read my frickin' Stevenson text I said earlier. I just did, sir.
So he made, and nothing against all the guards he played next to, but he made all those guards a lot better. And I think they'd all admit that.
Yep. Here's a good one. Shula, Marino, Clayton, Duper, and Ricky. Giving the Marks brothers some love.
All great players. I figure Mark and Mark would get in there.
Right. Yep.
All get in there. Hey, listen, man. At one point, just think about that. Mark and Mark, Dwight, and Danny in the same huddle.
Wow.
That's...
Yep. That's a hell of a huddle right there. You're right.
That, you got a little strut. When you're in that huddle, you're like, damn, that's this.
Right.
And, yeah, and Danny couldn't control Mark and Mark, so Dwight used to tell everybody to shut the F up. and everybody stopped. And he was the nicest guy, like, hey, man, you know, I didn't mean anything by what I said during the game. Are you good?
Speaking of shut the F up, shut the F up. I want to hear sports. It's funny for you to condemn people when you're one of the biggest POSs out there. Just ask your first wife.
Why did somebody have to take personal? I mean, that's a little, if it wasn't so true, it'd be a little hurtful. Like, why are people like that? And why have you read that? I think you've read that five times.
I feel like now I'm just reading it to hear Hollywood cackle in the back. That's really it.
It's one of my favorite all-time texts.
Why there's so much, and you know what? There's so much hatred out there, and it's not even accurate hatred. I wish it was accurate. Some of it's not even accurate.
The guy who told me to read his frickin' Stevenson text said, thank you. He just texted back and thank you. You're welcome. Yeah. Shula, Jason Taylor, Dan Marino, Mark, it just says Mark, and then John Denny. Putting long, someone who played the longest, you know?
We're just talking about old John Denny. I think he left town. First of all, he was a quiet guy. He lived here forever, but I think he went back to, I might have heard he moved to Utah, back to Utah after, how about that guy's pension? How about that little 20-year pension?
Oh, that's nice, right? It's like a kicker or punter pension there.
You know, he had a brother that was a hell of, you remember his brother had 3 sacks, played for the Buffalo Bills. And had 3 sacks in a game against the Dolphins. He had a brother that was really good.
I think, well, there you go. So Riley, Wade, Shaq, Mourning, and Rice. Glenn Rice finally getting some love.
It's nice with Rice.
Right. Just getting some love now. That's nice. That's a good
one. Nobody put Shaq on. It's incredible. We have not had one Heat fan put Shaq on the top 5. Meanwhile,
this last one was Riley, Wade, Shaq, Mourning, and Rice.
Oh, all right.
We finally got one. Finally. But otherwise, I've read about 10 of them, and no one's got him on there.
No matter how anybody feels about LeBron, LeBron's on everybody's, right? Doesn't LeBron? Right.
Yep.
4 years.
Basically. Yep.
What he did in 4 years, you take from their franchises would take his 4 years, his MVP, and getting to the finals and 2 championships. How many franchises in different sports would take that?
Hmm.
Yeah, there's a lot of hmms out there.
Right, right, right. Let's see. The Marx Brothers, Marino, Zonka, Dwight Stevenson, and Jason Taylor. So he put 6 guys on his Dolphin 5.
He said, I couldn't do it in 5.
Right.
I got to keep it alive. We're going 6.
Yeah.
All right, well, listen, we got to go to break. Chris Singleton's going to join us. We'll jump on. Listen, we appreciate everything. We appreciate it. I'm glad.
Wait, one more before we go. Shut the bleep up. I want to hear sports. It's funny for you to condemn people when you're one of the biggest POSs out there. Just ask your first wife. All right, I'm done. I'm saving that one forever.
You're lucky I don't see the ones that get you guys. Right. Hey, I want to tell everybody about Chapman Partnership. I am a piece of crap most of the time, but I do want to talk about a great cause down in Dade County. Yeah, in Miami and Homestead, Chapman Partnership, doing great stuff for homeless families down there. So much more than just a warm meal and a bed and a place to sleep. Now, it's about helping families and these children, powering them, homeless, to a path towards a self-sufficient and independent life. During this uncertain time, hey, listen, it's been tough. This coronavirus has put a lot of pressure, a lot of stress on everybody out there, and we need your help at Chapman Partnership. We really do. With all these programs we have and all the different services, the most urgent needs of families that provide learning opportunities and summer enrichment at the Center for Students. We have a few hundred children that are living in a homestead in Miami that are in school that we want them to be able to keep up and keep their learning up so they can finish as strong as the other kids. So please join me at 560 as we help support families at Chapman and support their home from our homes. Go online to chapmanpartnership.org and click donate. All right, chapmanpartnership.org and click donate, D-O-N-A-T-E. The more than ever, we really do. We just need your help. Just a little bit can change a life today. Let's support their home from our homes. Be part of Chapman Village, and thank you so much.
All right, Joe, we're going to head back out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ESPN MLB analyst and the pride of Martinez, California, Chris Singleton, going to join us right now. Chris, good morning. Thank you for the time.
Hey, good morning, guys. You know, you almost made me tear up with that little intro music with the Sunday Night Baseball, man. Gosh, I miss it so much, and I know you guys miss it too.
So do we. Right. So do we. Yeah. Chris. Yeah. Hey, Chris, before we get going, so I went to school in the Bay Area and grew up outside of Sacramento, so kind of in between you there. That Martinez Bridge and that smell, do you ever get used to it?
Got the C&H sugar, the sugar cane factory right there. Yeah, man. Gosh, a lot of great memories back there in the Bay. And what is Sacramento? It's the 916? Is that what it is? What is Sacramento?
I think it is 916. It's been a long time since I've lived out there, but I think it is.
Yeah,
it is 916. It was for a heck of a long time for sure. But hey,
yeah,
Chris,
yeah, good time.
You didn't go to high school out there though, huh? Did you go to high school like
Pinole Valley High School? Yeah, with Gino Toretta. You guys are down there in Miami. That's my guy.
Wow. I'll be darned.
Look
did
at
you
that.
Ever go, did you ever go to Gino Toretta's family's bar? You know, they owned a bar or something out there. Yeah, that's
Antlers. Antlers right there on the corner. Rocky
wow,
Benson.
Look at this. How about that, yeah. Man? That is that is crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, Pinole Food Center, they owned all that stuff down there. Gino was my quarterback in high school.
Is that right?
Look at this.
Yeah,
don't bring it up. I played at Cal, and don't get it going because Gino's still pissed off. Apparently nobody offered him a scholarship, so he went and won a Heisman at U back here. So you're right. Yeah, so it's a great story. Hey, Chris, we do have a lot of baseball stuff to get to with what's going on with the coronavirus and everything else. Somewhere between 50 games. So my take has been watching this thing, and my partners all think baseball's not going to happen. I said it's going to happen, and now with the 50 games prorated for a start, what baseball's offered to the players, I think that kind of gets things rolling a little bit, don't you, or not necessarily?
I can't really say it. It's very – obviously it's very complicated. You know, the counter proposal that the players had back obviously was going to be pretty extreme, pretty aggressive, which right. It was 114 games, obviously. But you know, we're in a negotiating, like just this whole ploy that's bigger than just right now, because you have a labor agreement that you know expires at the end of 2021, I believe, and you know so much of this is you know, it's not like these little battles, and not to you know, throw this, you know, coronavirus and everything that it's done to a lot of people, to throw that into just some normal, you know, type of term. But, you know, it's these little battles, but there's like a sort of this bigger war that, you know, the Players Association and MLB, you know, are fighting and have been fighting for years. So although many people, and I've had this conversation with a lot of friends that are baseball fans, and they're people that are upset, like, why can't the players, you know, just, you know, they're making millions of dollars. Why can't, you know, my kid's making $14 an hour and is going to work and it's not safe and she draws blood and she works in a hospital. It's like, I get all of that, but things are also relative. And you know, unfortunately, the players are easy. It's easy to sort of shame the players in the media because their salaries are an open book for everyone. And it kind of just sort of hides the ownership side of it. But there's just a lot that's gone on for years and, you know, is going on right now, even though it seems like it's the virus is the focus and trying to work around that. There's so much more involved. So, you know, friends of mine that are agents, and when we have conversation and conversations, it's, you know, just amazing how they say, listen, there are 50 things on the list, like that this is a big list of things that have to be, you know, ironed out and worked out. Just to get a few of them done are going to be a challenge. So some people think, you know, they're optimistic that baseball could start next month. I thought a week and a half ago I was pretty optimistic. Right now, I think also when you consider what's going on with, you know, the rioting and looting and protests and everything that, you know, is added, right. It really throws sort of a wrench in all of this, in my opinion. And the hope of starting by, you know, July 4th, I think is very much in jeopardy.
Yeah.
No, yeah, Chris, and I'm rooting for baseball. I want baseball to come back. I want all the sports to come back. My biggest thing with Major League Baseball is they're starting their season. NBA going into the playoffs, NHL going into the playoffs, MLS has already started, and Major League Baseball's got the hardest way back because of the fact they have to start from the beginning. They have to start with all the prorated salaries. Some guys have come out and said they didn't want to play for this sort of money, didn't want to play for that. I think they're in the hardest boat right now because they have to start their season. If they were halfway through and they were trying to come back or they were near the playoffs, I think this would be a lot easier. But it just seems to me like they are way far off. You know, MLS, they had yesterday, the percentage was 8.75 to 7.5, and NBA players have come out and said, we want to come back and play. I just think Major League Baseball is in the hardest boat right now to come back because it's the start of the season.
Yeah, and you're talking about, you know, roster sizes and, you know, the right amount of players for baseball. It's a little more fine-tuned when you talk about pitchers' arms and getting guys in shape and you're playing games every day. Obviously, football is, you know, it's a car accident once a week. But, you know, the flip side, baseball isn't, you know, that violent and that potentially dangerous, you know, in one game. But when you're talking about the wear and tear and, you know, an elbow, a shoulder, hamstrings, all those things, trying to recover and play every day, that's going to be a challenge. So then what happens? You have to have depth, right? You've got to have replacement, you know, AAA players, and that becomes a challenge as well. How do you keep, you know, AAA potentially big league ready players sharp? It's hard enough to make the adjustment when you get called up for the minor leagues to play in the big leagues. Then let's say you're in the quote unquote minor leagues during this time, but you're not really playing at a highly competitive level because of the limitations that exist. You know, how's that going to affect what happens at the big league level and the product that, you know, ultimately is on the field, you know, when there are some injuries and there are going to be some injuries. So, yeah, this is this 2020 is a trip, man. I mean, this has been crazy, like everything from the beginning of the year, from, you know, the things we've experienced with, you know, Kobe Bryant and Corona, and just, I'm sure there's so many other things that I can't even think about right now, but it's wild, and I just want it all to stop.
And we're just in June, Chris. It's just June 3rd. It's not even like December already, right?
Hey, Chris, I did want to ask you, speak, I'm glad you brought up minor league baseball. It's kind of hard to imagine, like, all these leagues you have, single, double, and triple A, plus all the other teams that that every franchise has and uses, and all of a sudden, I started the show today, it looks like they got rid of a lot of the fat in the minor league, meaning guys that may never get to the majors anyway, but you need them out there to help develop your top prospects. And what that's going like, what is that going to be like behind the scenes? I know we talk so much about the Major League Baseball squad, but just the guys that were down there now, and how do you keep them sharp, especially your first and second and third round draft picks from the last few drafts? Just walk us through what happens to those guys and how do they develop their game?
Yeah, it's going to be very difficult. To say the least, it's going to be very difficult because you're talking about trying to control the spread of a virus, trying to have an environment. You know, that's got to be the first and foremost thing, because if you know, guys aren't feeling well and aren't able to be out there, that's the first thing. And then you're going to talk about, okay, how much batting practice can I take on the field? How many simulated games? You know, and what does that even look like in terms of a simulated game with who I'm competing against? So, yeah, it's, I don't want to be negative because I want to be very optimistic that the goal is to get baseball back on the field. And by and large, we're going to have our stars and our major league players that are, you know, competing at that level. That's what, you know, I want to focus on, but you have to at least acknowledge that there's going to be some challenge with sustaining, you know, this, and especially if you're talking about, you know, 100 games, you know, or, yeah. I mean, 81 games seemed to be the perfect sort of, you know, sweet spot, you know, for, you would think, for the owners and for the players. How the players pulled the 114 number, I don't get it. And then counterbalancing, I guess, for the owners to say 40 to 50, maybe they're looking at economics. If we were to concede and pay, then this is how many games we'd, you know, so it's all a back and forth. But yeah, you're right. And I'm with you. We've got some real challenges, but I think what's important is that we do just, you know, really try to stay focused on, you know, what positively we can get out of, you know, them coming back. And really, I think, you know, that sentiment needs to spread across everything right now that we're looking at. So many people are looking down the, you know, down the road of negativity and everything, and there's a lot of positivity that's just covered up. And you know, if I can just, you know, segueing a little bit with what we're dealing with on the race and riot and all everything that's happened in light of, you know, George Floyd, you know, a week ago. You know, personally, I've taken an opportunity as a black, you know, man, a, you know, former Major League Baseball player, whatever you want to call it, an ESPN analyst, opportunity to, you know, celebrate, you know, white friends that I have that have been really wonderful, white bosses that I've had. I've had some bad ones, but I've had some good ones. And I can note things that they did that were unbiased and were very supportive regardless, because, hey man, there's racism everywhere, and there's injustice, there's discrimination, and I'm not here to get on a soapbox about that, but what I'm talking about in terms of positivity, you know, my attitude is try to recognize and to try to put good vibes out there, because there are a lot of good people that are out there that you know, aren't necessarily recognized or appreciated for, you know, what they do and how they've carried things in terms of race relations. So, you know, I think we all need to lean towards the positive a little bit more than what we're doing right now.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, Chris, you're right, because it's been rough back here too, with everything going up and very divided, as you already know. So I do appreciate those comments. Can I leave you with something a little softer here? So you grew up in that Bay Area, like you grew up in Sacramento, all part of Northern California. you're a San Fran fan or you're an Oakland fan. Ooh. You're A's, Raiders, or Giants, 49ers. What did they do to you as a young man, Chris?
Wow. Okay. So I'm a little mixed here, stepchild, if you will. I was an Oakland A's fan. I hated the Giants, but I was drafted by the Giants out of college, which is ironic. I won't say I hated them, but I really liked the Oakland A's. And I love the old Ricky Henderson, Davey Lobes, Tony Armas, Dwayne Murphy. I mean, all those guys. Terry Steinbeck. I mean, it's just Cardi. It's crazy. I love the A's. I loved, you know, getting on the BART, going to the Oakland Coliseum and watching games. Now, for football, Joe Montana was my guy. I liked the Raiders a little bit as a kid, but, you know, Jim Plunkett and what they did. But then when they left and when they went to L.A., it was a wrap. I was done with them. Never wanted anything to do with them. And I was full-on San Francisco 49ers, and Joe Montana is my probably all-time favorite athlete.
You don't get that very often, what you just said, because it was growing up in this little town outside of Sacramento. I don't know how it all started, but it was all San Fran, man. It was Giants baseball. It goes back to Bobby Bonds, not Barry Bonds, although Barry, as you know, put up stupid numbers. But it was that group, and you're right, going back to the 49ers and all the things they did. So anyway, hey Chris, man, really appreciate you spending time. Great words. We really appreciate. I hope we get back to baseball, man. I'm feeling good. Matter of fact, I might be feeling a little better than you do about this today, that it's going to get worked out.
Well, I appreciate you guys having me. And if you ever have Gino on for anything, ask him why he didn't throw more passes to Chris Singleton in high school.
Well, who was he throwing to? How many good athletes you guys have at that school?
We had some players, man. We had some players. But, yeah, just bust his chops and say, you know, why didn't you throw him, you know, throw him some. We say, if you would have thrown him a few more passes, man, he might have gone to the NFL instead of baseball.
Right. You wouldn't have had to go to Nevada, Reno. Exactly, man. Which, by the way, spent a lot of time. Chris, thank you, buddy.
Okay. All right, Chris. Thank you, guys. Have a great day. Bye.
All right, that was ESPN nice MLB dude, analyst Chris Singleton.
Good guy.
Great stuff there. Yeah.
Usually in the Bay Area, man. First thing is, you hate Los Angeles professional sports, mm-hmm. all of them. It's one of the biggest divides, like completely different world, Northern and Southern California. I don't know about politics, but Northern and Southern California. And then you're going, all right, now to the next one. You're either East Bay, A's and Raiders, although the Raiders are now in Vegas, so much for that. Right, or your 49ers and your Giants.
Yep.
And that guy, Chris, just split it up.
He did. He said he was like kind of a stepchild.
Ricky Henderson was always cool. Always great for baseball, man. Anyway, we
got to ask Ricky, he'll tell you he's the greatest of all time.
I'll tell you what, man. He was good. He's as good a leadoff hitter as he was good, man. He was a hell of a – when the leadoff hitter was kind of a big deal, we kind of got into all this power. Though Ricky could hit – he could hit bombs too, but yeah. Ricky was something else, man. Anyway, we got to go to break here. Run a little bit late. We'll come back. We'll jump on the text machine, 305-567-0560. Whatever you're feeling, go ahead and bring it. I'm putting some gear on right now. We'll be right back after this. All right, we're back here for our last segment here, and we'll jump in on the always busy machine, 305-567-0560. 567-0560. Or, yeah, 560. It's always good, too.
It's a Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line at Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota. You could buy a car, sell a car, or service your call, a car, all with just one call to 305-KENDALL. Call now, 305-KENDALL. Well, Joe, our angry man is back.
Yeah, what'd he say?
And he says these three texts right in a row. Explain your change, dumbass. The policeman to kill George is arrested and charged with murder. What else can they do, you idiot? You guys in Cal Berkeley, do you mean Antifa? Was it Antifa? The domestic terrorists you guys are. Time to start a national boycott of all your sponsors.
What's he saying now? I'm way left or way right now? I'm really confused.
I don't even know at this point where this
guy's
going.
All over the place. Stop doing drugs, sir.
Did I hear a boycott in there?
National boycott of all the sponsors.
Uh-oh.
Yep. You're hiding in your... Oh, wait. Are you hiding in your bedroom in your house? You're still afraid of Corona.
Wow, I've been out a lot. I'm doing great.
He is afraid of Corona, though.
So
as well he should be. You're an older man.
So wait a sec here, because this guy wants to get political. Is it that I'm way left or way right? I'm really confused.
Well, it said that
I know what my school is.
Is from Cal Berkeley.
Okay, yes, they are from that.
It's you.
Yes, they don't just. Right. By the way, they don't believe in a nice little peaceful walk down the street. They are they'll throw stuff at you and go crazy. Yes, that is true. You've heard the president talk about them, and yes, there's a large group of them in the Berkeley area.
This is the same guy that earlier in the show texted this in. Shut the bleep up. I want to hear sports. It's funny for you to condemn people when you're one of the biggest POSs out there. Just ask your first wife.
Is this the same guy? All this
stuff? Oh, yeah. Same guy. This is all the same guy. This is all the same guy.
So we're playing this guess me game. Like, so am I way left and running around like breaking windows? Or am I like defending what took place on a terrible murder that took place on a guy from a police officer with the most powerful video I've ever seen. So which one is it? Like, help me out here, man. Am I out with a Bible in front of a church? Like, help me out. I'm just curious what I am. Since you know me so well, whoever you are, I'm just curious to keep going. Like, which one do you figure I am? I am old and white. That is accurate.
That's a fact, right?
There's nothing I can do about that. My age and what I am, but like, are you going by my school or are you going by you perceive me to be living in the South? I'm not sure. I'm really confused.
I don't know, man. You're a hippie you're a hippie from Cal Berkeley. Yeah.
I'm not a hippie. I've never been a hippie. I've tried some of the drugs hippies do, but I've never been a hippie. Mm. Never did the hippie thing. I never saw a lot out of that. That just never. Although a lot of those hippies are running companies now and have been for a long time. A lot of those guys are, if they didn't get burned out, a lot of them ended up doing pretty well.
Well, DC Rob has jumped back in here and says, Joe is a piece of you-know-what, but not because of what the texter said, but rather because of all the things he put Greg Likens through and fat-shaming Big O. He hasn't had a salad in a year.
Oh, God. Yeah, that... I forgot about. See, you guys don't forget about anything. Big O had the health problems, and I did get on about that. I hope Big O, like we're talking about Big O. I miss Big O.
Me too.
There are people I don't miss, and there's been a bunch and some bad people, but Big O's a good dude, man. Right. Big O's a good dude, and honestly, he should still be at our radio station, in my opinion. He was good. He was different take on everything, but good.
Right.
So I don't have a problem with, I have zero problem with Big O, and I don't have the ability to, I did not get him fired. I wish I could take credit for that, but I had nothing to do with that.
So that guy, that texter needs a punch in the mouth.
Oh, I'm just, whatever. I mean, I have done a lot of bad things, and I've shared most of them with you. Probably been too honest, but that's all right. I'm okay. I'm good with it.
Yep.
I'm good. I made a lot of mistakes in my life. There's things I'm not proud of, a lot of them. And the guilt, especially with kids and at times dysfunctional relationships with women. But I'm okay with everything, man. I'm at pretty good peace right now with everything. What else you got?
All right. Wow, what a great message by Chris Singleton. Let's focus on the positive things in life and society. I agree. Chris was excellent. Was that?
He goes, hey, excellent. Man, can I take a second? I want to talk. And I was curious. Had no idea where he was going. That was...
Great message by Chris Singleton. All these are coming in a row here. Great stuff by Chris Singleton.
He was good. And he asked for it, you know. I didn't know where we were going to ask him. And he just said, hey, I want to take it and go on this thing, man. We got to get some positive back in here. Don't you feel like that's UD's message, too, back here?
Yes.
And it's tough. Like, UD... It's got to be overwhelmed with this whole thing, but it's positive. Like, there's, I get it, But there's a lot of good police officers. But what happened was terrible, man. Was terrible. And the story's been over and over again. He didn't say that. I'm just adding that stuff. What? That's what makes me a piece of crap.
I think we got a final text from our guy. I'm done. If I want to hear politics all day, I'll listen to some people to actually know what the
fuck
you're talking about.
Shut up.
You guys
and go
are
away.
Bleeping morons, and you're a drag on your company.
Okay. Wow.
I think he's done. I think.
He's been listening this whole time.
For a couple hours, yeah, right.
You're not going anywhere. You can't go away.
Right.
You can't help it, especially the fact that we're going to be talking about you every day, sir. So you can't, you don't have the ability because you don't know what you're talking about. And it drives you nuts that you have no idea what you're talking about. You have no idea because you're not sure. You're not really sure about what I'm really like or what I really am not like. So it bothers you a little bit.
Yep.
What else we got?
Things are getting weird here.
Your company. You're a drag on your company.
Called us all morons. What?
No, you guys.
Actually, the correct word was bleeping morons.
All right. Yeah. So much for the tough guy. What else we got? So much for the real tough guy.
Someone said, how could you say MLS is close to a deal? I heard Steve Shapiro on Channel 7 say that the owners and players can be farther apart, and owners are now threatening a lockout.
I don't think so. I think if they go that, it will be, we're going to be going to another funeral because that sport's in big trouble. They can talk all about what they want, about this agreement coming up. It's a bad look if everybody else is playing and making it work and you're not. It's bad. And I understand it's the beginning of their season.
Right.
It's a bad look. Bad look. Maybe they will, though. Maybe you're right.
Right,
I mean, everybody seems to think you're right. Everybody's saying it. I'm staying positive, man. They're going to get it worked out. There's going to be a turn here. A big, nice, beautiful turn coming up. A turn north, man.
Rick from Davey just did his best impersonation of the dude from Spring Break and said, either they have stadiums with filled fans or they don't have fans at all. Having partial fans is stupid. If I want to risk my life being amongst those thousands of fans, that's my choice. If I get coronavirus, I'll deal with it. Sounds like the Spring Break guy a little bit.
Is that what he said? He's a Spring Break thing? Like, I came down here to party. I don't care what I get?
He ended it with, if I get coronavirus, I'll deal with it.
Yeah, but virus or no virus, nobody wants to sit next to Rick and Davey at the Dolphins games.
It's a great point.
I just want Rick to stay home and work on that marriage. He's got to be in
the wrong. Says everything's okay.
The wife.
Right.
She took him back.
She did. He blamed us at first because he thought that we ruined it.
How'd we ruin it?
That's what he said. I don't know.
Damn, I'm getting blamed for a lot of stuff. Jeez. I wish I had all the powers to get all the kids to go to certain schools and all the things I get accused of.
God, you are a powerful man, though.
I get way too much credit.
Big horse.
You're the most famous person from Marysville, California, according to Wikipedia. Right.
Except for that sculptor. There's a sculptor in that list also, right?
It's a real, real little town there, fellas. What else you have? Give me something else.
Oh, man.
You want me to read you the list again? Yes. Notable people of Marysville, California.
Stop, man. It's like, why are you guys doing this?
I want to hear the other three.
You keep reading that stuff from that one guy, and you keep reading the Marysville stuff like nobody cares about my small town I grew up in. I haven't been there since I left high school.
You sound like you're singing a country song.
See, notable people
I
from Marysville.
I have been home since high school.
Elwood Brunner, the lawyer and politician. Alice Rito, the sculptor. Stephen Johnson Field, the associate justice of the U.S. Supreme Court. Joe Rose, former NFL player.
Okay.
That's amazing. That's great. Good for you, Joe.
Anything
That's
else?
Awesome.
That's great.
Joe, what if we did actually call the mayor over there and get a billboard put up of you?
Oh, home of Joe Rose.
Would your
Rose.
Family be proud?
Why are you so into this story about my hometown? We're talking about a guy that stuck his foot in his mouth and got fired, an announcer. He could say he resigned, but he got fired from all his jobs. But, like, you keep bringing it up.
Because I jokingly said that I asked you if you were the most famous person to come from Marysville, California, and I was actually joking. But then when I went to look it up, and you're listed as the most famous person from Marysville, California, It's kind of a big deal.
I'm not the biggest deal in this house right now.
That's for sure.
Yeah, but you're gonna have a billboard soon.
Yeah. Okay. You guys got anything here before we say goodbye?
I can read one more before we get out. Shut
this
the bleep up! If I want to hear sports, it's funny for you to condemn people when you're one of the biggest POSs out there. Just ask your first wife.
Are you guys done?
You gonna take a picture in front of your own billboard?
All right, you two. You guys have a great day. I'm gonna get through this day. I'm gonna forget about both you guys. You're both bad human beings.
I missed that texture already. I missed that texture already.
Lebby's gonna pick it up. Lebby's bringing it next. Lebby and Stugatz coming up. Have a great day, everybody.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.